This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 608. So after delivering the address in the Rose Garden, the president is walking through the streets of D.C., walking over to the church that was burned. Rach, why don't we pop the TV up for a minute?
Now walking over to the boarded up doors of St. John's Church, the Church of the Presidents, as the president gets a look at what has happened. And, you know, this is just, it's a landmark. This is the yellow building that everybody sees in the middle of the screen right now, boarded up on that first floor. Those are some of the offices and the nursery that go along with this very historic church. And I apologize. I know the camera work is tricky here because they're literally chasing the president as he makes this really, I think, significant moment journey across this park to witness some of this damage that has been done. So we're going to wait till the and the president now standing in front of this building of St. John's.
Standing
Carl.
Alone. I mean, there's
Martha,
no one around.
That. And that is that great historic.
Feet.
So the president is standing in front of St. John's Church holding up a Bible.
It's a Bible.
Is that your Bible? It's a Bible.
That's great.
Man, the guy is great TV. You gotta give it up.
We have a great country. That's my thoughts. Greatest country in the world. Make it even great. We will make it even greater. And it won't take long. It's not gonna take long. See what's going on. It's coming back. It's coming back strong. It'll be greater than ever before.
Do you brother want to further inflame intentions by using U.S. military misconduct?
That's chaos. This is amazing. I mean, this is just amazing.
Holding the Bible, he keeps shifting it in his hands, finding new ways to hold it. Very somber.
So if you guys have anything to talk about, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797, or of course you can always tweet Rachel or Tony. Before getting into Tony's story, Matt, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Shepard? Shepard Smith, welcome back. Man, how you been, bro? Man, Shepard, it's been a long time. What's up?
Very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever line.
You're
three.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of funny, man. You guys, he's shifting his hands on the Bible, holding it back and forth.
That's
what
he's doing.
What
I'm
is that?
Describing
what
to
is that?
The crap.
What is
I'm
that?
Telling the audience who's listening.
Oh,
who's not
okay.
Afraid to
well, maybe Trump. Maybe Trump can't hold the Bible right. Is that what you guys
that's
saying?
That's not at all. That I was not criticizing the way he was holding the Bible. You're being
you
too
know what?
Sensitive.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Dave Glover's show has turned into the Shepard Smith show, which will later go to some progressive channel. So that's the route that you're going. You get to a certain point where you're established. You've got a lot. You've got your audience. You've got a lot of money, and you're like, all right, it's time to come out of the closet. And that's exactly what we're doing here.
So let me ask you something, Matt. Do you think that every personality on 97.1 owes you to agree with what you believe?
No, I do not. I do not. But
then
when
why
they
do you have
try
such a, why
to
why do you have such
come
a problem
out,
with
a
me?
Thing that President Trump does, they have to bash it. I mean,
turn him down.
We
so
were,
here's I, let me. He's attacking me. Here's the thing, Matt. I don't attack everything the president does. I'm very even-handed. I'm very intelligent about it. I said just on Friday that I voted for him. He built the greatest economy in the history of the world. He made me a lot of money. I gave him credit for standing up to China. I gave him credit for standing up to the left. I've even given him credit for using Twitter so aggressively to get his message out. I give him credit when he deserves it, and I question him when he doesn't, like a true patriot, not like a bootlicker. Go ahead.
Bootlicker. Okay. So when he just got finished with his speech there in the Rose Garden, that was a nice word, Alan.
Yes, because that's my opinion. I have my opinion, and you don't get to characterize it.
You know what? I can characterize it because you're a radio personality, and I'm calling in.
Yeah, and you don't get to, but you're not doing it accurately, Matt. You're just being a dick. You're not doing it accurately.
Well, here's the deal. All you're doing right now is turning into another Chris Cuomo and another, all the people at CNN, MSNBC, and you name it. That's what you're turning into, and that's what you sound like.
A lot of people disagree. A lot of people think I'm way too conservative.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, think about what this president has gone through from day one, even before when he came down the escalator.
Does he do anything wrong to you, Matt?
He has gone through.
Matt, do you have any criticism of the president whatsoever?
Oh, I have a lot of criticism. Yeah. Yeah.
So you and I share that. We both have criticism of the president.
He needs to quiet down on some of his Twitter. He needs to look at his language before he puts it out there. He needs to understand that people are affected by what he says. I get that. And if you had a radio show
and someone called you giving those opinions and said, oh, here he goes, Matt's being Shepard Smith, he's being Chris Cuomo, would that be fair?
No, I mean, what he just said, what he just got finished with,
okay,
was fine,
gotcha.
What he said.
No, I gotcha. That's enough airtime.
Oh, that's a nice word.
Appreciate it. Tony, tell us about the protest.
Yes.
Can I say one thing first? I just want to clarify, I was not making fun of the way the president was holding the Bible. It was incredible to see, and if you haven't seen the footage, please look it up. The dude is great TV. I was not trying to criticize the way he held the Word of God. Back to Tony.
It was a very large protest today in downtown St. Louis, larger than I expected it to be. And luckily, and I think thankfully, it was a very peaceful protest as well. It started at City Hall on Tucker, near Market and Tucker, and it was there for the first couple hours. And there were various people speaking with bullhorns and people chanting. And then we started a march, and they marched down Tucker and then all the way down Market Street, taking up all of the lanes of Market Street, all the way across 4th and onto the Arch Grounds until finishing up on the Arch Grounds with a large circle, essentially, of people standing around the arch. It was something to see. The police were everywhere. There was a strong police presence, but the police were not interactive with the protesters whatsoever. I had a chance to talk to one of the police officers while I was down there and asked him about kind of what their position was, what their role was this afternoon in the city while this protest was happening, and they said that they were simply there to keep people safe and to help direct traffic. So if the protesters blocked a street, they didn't the police didn't resist that at all, which we've seen resistance to that in the past. We didn't see anything like that today. The police were trying their best to help direct traffic around the protesters. There was a lot of coordination. There was an entire concession area set up, so people knew that there was going to be this large group of people, and there were cases and cases of water and Gatorade and people with face masks. Passing out masks and water and Gatorade and do you need anything? And I mean, look, cases and cases of this stuff set up. So obviously they were prepared for this large gathering. And like I said, the important thing is.
So is it done now?
This part of it was done. So, okay. Yeah, they, you know, like.
So if there were more protests tonight, they would have to reassemble.
They would have to reassemble, yes. This group broke up at about 5 o'clock, maybe a little after 5 o'clock, on the Arch grounds. It seemed like, I didn't see anywhere. Like, we didn't have any knowledge of a timeline of this protest, but it seemed like there was definitely a schedule that they were keeping. You could see the people arriving starting at about 2 o'clock this afternoon until about 3:30, 4 o'clock when it was really crowded there on Tucker, and then it started moving and went down, you know, all the way down Market Street, all the way to the Arch grounds where some more people spoke, and then it dispersed. So it seemed like there was definitely some coordination involved in this one, more than we've seen in the past, where even the protests that have moved down the streets of downtown St. Louis in the past that I've covered, they kind of just make, you know, it's kind of flying by the seat of their pants. We'll get to another intersection, go straight, go left, whatever. You know,
what's kind of sad about this is that we won't be on the news tonight.
Right.
Because it was boring.
Yeah, because it wasn't violent.
Yeah. A few hundred people, it's called 500.
Yeah.
All assembled. Marched mm-hmm. peacefully, mm-hmm. got their message across, mm-hmm. and then disassembled, and you won't hear a mention of it tonight.
Yeah.
Because the TV, which is where we get most of this, is going to go to wherever the most action is.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
They even worked. I mean, I don't think that whoever was keeping the schedule or coordinating the protest, I don't think that they were in communication with the police. But they were definitely, the police were working with the protesters and, you know, helping divert traffic around, not, you know, help. If they saw the protest coming down a street, they would clear that street instead of, you know, attempt to try to contain the protest or stop it from going a certain way. The police were very much working with them to keep it as smooth and easy and peaceful as possible, at least from my standpoint down there. And yeah, there was some, you know, people were definitely speaking their mind. I wouldn't say that, you know, it wasn't all, you know, happy, you know, it wasn't, yeah. You know, when we say it was peaceful and nonviolent, doesn't mean that there wasn't some, you know, intense statements being made and very passionate protesting, because there was. But it was very nice to see that nobody seemed to have any interest in taking it to the level of violence where we've felt in the past. I've been around these, and so have you, been around these protests in the past where it just feels like something could happen at any minute. Like, just one person does one thing to, you know, to set it off, and then it's gonna go. I never got that feeling from this crowd today. I never felt like we were right on the brink of going from a peaceful protest to something more
violent.
So
I'm watching the multiple televisions over my head and just reading the scrolls. Evidently, Pritzker was the foil today during that call where the audio got leaked, where he was saying, you got to dominate the protesters, you look like a bunch of jerks. And Pritzker shot back and said, I'm uncomfortable with your rhetoric. And Trump said, I'm uncomfortable with your rhetoric. So they got in a big fight. Also, the way CNN is playing this is peaceful protesters near White House were gassed and shot with rubber bullets so that Trump could have his church photo op. True or not, whatever. But that's the way it's going to be played.
Well, I've never covered a protest in Washington, D.C., but I've been at protests where tear gas and other things were used by the police. And at least in my experience, police do not use those things
lightly.
Until they absolutely have to. Until they're basically forced to. So if the Washington, D.C. police shot protesters with tear gas in order to facilitate a photo op for the president, then that's a real big problem. And I just can't see that being true. I hope that's that. That's not true. I just can't believe that police would shoot rubber bullets at people so the president can have a photo.
Tend to agree. Take a break.
Sure.
I'm tired.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 6:30. Phones are wide open. 314-241-9797. Tim, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I get it. I really appreciate you putting a couple of those last callers on, especially that last one. Out here in the real world, we really don't have to deal with, you know, some of the people like that. I mean, it sounded like that was guy was just plain, you know, tweeting or something like that. He was just, like, totally anal. And, my God, he's so far up the amen of whatever Trump does, it's got to be good that, you know, he couldn't see daylight if he had to. I just don't get people like that.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's the single worst part of this job. It just is. And it's really just developed in the last few years. The good thing is I'm not new to this. I have an absolute record. I have recordings of 20 years on the air. And look, I don't want to know someone who has lived 20 years and hasn't changed. That's friggin' creepy. When I took this show, I was 36 going on 20 with one child. Now I am almost 56. Maybe going on 40. I have two kids, and everything's changed. Everything's changed in my life. Everything's changed in your life. And I have a record on how I have spoken about gay rights, how I've spoken about African Americans, how I've spoken. And look, I've been on the wrong side of a bunch of things. But I just telling the guys what bothered me the most about Matt's call is that he suggested that I've built some dynasty and made a pot of money by being super conservative guy, and then I came out of the closet as being liberal. Neither of those things are true. I didn't talk about politics the first 15 years on the air, probably, you know, just joking about it, did a comedy show, and I've just not wavered. I've changed my mind on some things, but I've always been the same guy. I've always been for small government and low taxes and personal responsibility and a strong military and get off your friggin' couch and go to work. And I don't really care about social stuff. I have my own beliefs and values, but I don't need or want anyone to follow them. Do your own thing. So, you know, if he wants to call me Shepard Smith or Chris Cuomo, that's fine. People who listen to the show get it. I don't expect anyone to agree with everything I say. It would be weird if you did, but it's not just a problem on 97.1. It's a problem in the country that whether it's Trump or Kim Jong-un, if you cannot disagree with him and you cannot hear people disagree or criticize, that's a problem. That's the problem. And if I ever speak of anyone in those terms and get mad at people for criticizing them, check me on it. That's when things go south. So some things about the president I love, some things I can't stand. That's about it. Back to the phones. And Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, man.
Hey, I love you guys' show. I listen to you guys every day on the way home. And what's going on is very tragic and terrible. That officer should be brought up on charges and should be very harsh for what he's done. And like I said, I don't agree with everything that Trump says or does. I mean, no one's perfect. And this left and right stuff has got to stop. I mean, we're basically destroying ourselves from within, basically.
Yeah, man.
It's really sad.
Mike, if you were an enemy, let's say that you and I were part of the communist China or Russia, wouldn't you be looking across your desk at me and saying, dude, let's just sit back another 3 or 4 years and we'll just walk in?
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming Trump for that. I'm not saying it's because of Trump at all. I'm just saying that what we have become in this country, we don't need anyone to hurt us. We're doing it ourselves. We're committing a very slow suicide.
We are basically destroying ourselves within, basically, our own self.
Couldn't agree more.
Like I said, I have mixed grandchildren. I love them to death. I would give my life for them. I don't care what color their skin is. They're my kids. They're part of me, and I would defend them till the day I die. But this stuff of putting white against black is getting ridiculous. It's getting to a point that, as a society, we have to decide: are we going to live together, or are we going to continue to fight against each other?
Yeah, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Go ahead, Rach.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I don't know if we got to this in the first segment. I think we were fake news at the end of 5 o'clock when we were saying there was a nationwide 7 o'clock curfew. I just wanted to apologize for getting that wrong and let the listening audience know it was for Washington,
yeah.
D.C.
So, because we only have like less than half an hour to get home.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm staying with you. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. What's up? I've seen you live. I'm a longtime listener for the last 4 years. I just wanted to call and say you really represent people like me. I'm a lifelong Democrat who actually voted for Obama. And then whenever Trump came along in 2016, I could see the corruption with the Democrat Party, and I wasn't willing to vote for Hillary. So I rolled the dice with Trump. And I just want to say, you know, that other guy who called in and who was named Matt, who basically wanted to agree with everything Trump said all the time. You know, that doesn't represent all of your listeners. And I think that your show really connects with people like me who are more moderate and who are willing to roll the dice on Trump and try something new as opposed to go with the current corruption of the party.
Appreciate it, man. And, the biggest thing that I can defend myself with is I've never claimed to be right about everything. That's a ridiculous thing to claim. And if someone can convince me otherwise or prove me wrong, that's a good day for me. Not a bad day. It's a good day because now I'm a little bit closer to being solid in what I believe. Have you guys seen the pictures of the rubber bullets? That's not what I thought a rubber bullet was.
Same here. They're huge.
Jeez. I could throw one at you and hurt you pretty bad. So what do you guys expect for tonight? I think it's going to be the worst night because the president, again, he's doing what he thinks is right. He's definitely laying down the law, martial law, and I think people are going to respond very, very badly, and I think that they're going to have to, quote-unquote, dominate to keep it from going terrible.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the right thing to do because when I say things like that's above my pay grade, that's above my pay grade. I don't understand, and thank God I don't have to make these decisions. And I have respect for anyone who does. But I think tonight's going to go very bad.
Yeah. Everywhere or here? What do you mean?
Not here so much. I just think that once the protesters catch wind of this, which they already have, that they're going to be like, it's on. F you. If you think you can take us, take us. And I think tonight's going to be very bad. I think that they probably will shut it down because it's the National Guard. It's the military. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
You know, you get in a fight with them, you're going to lose.
What did you talk to James Knowles earlier today?
Yes.
He hit on me again.
Yeah, he's like that.
He throws it. Jeez, dude.
Did he
have some decorum?
Did he say anything about what they expect in Ferguson? Or how
hopeful, but ready.
Yeah.
He said that his police force tells him that there is significantly more organization of the protesters.
No doubt about that.
They're locked and loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
They're cooperating.
Yeah.
They're using military tactics of let's divert the attention and then go over here.
Yeah.
So that's very different from even as bad as it got with the Michael Brown riots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I just hope if you're a protester and you are a peaceful protester and you want to go home before curfew, you go home before curfew. Don't let people make you believe that you're not fighting the good fight. Yeah. You do what you feel safe doing and get your butt home if that's what you want to be doing.
I think tonight's
going
to be bad.
Don't put yourself in the way of harm.
Yeah. Hello, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave. I get it.
Thank you, man.
I just want to say, you know, there are a lot of things that the president does that I agree with. I'm kind of with you on the economy. I like having a strong military, and I'm glad the president wants to protect it. But there are these times, and I hope the president is into his faith, kind of like he says he is, but without really being able to put my finger on it, there are times where I feel like maybe he uses it kind of like a tool, kind of like Twitter, like a base building thing. And he's by far not the only one that does it, of course.
Yeah, for every person that saw him standing outside the church with the Bible, for every person who says, that's kind of weird, there's five that say, thank God we have him. Thank God he's a good Bible-believing Christian and God's on our side. And we're you know, that it works. I get why he does it, because it works. It doesn't work on me, but it works.
And if I had to, you know, I guess kind of call him out on one of the things that maybe just doesn't hit me the right way, I think that's kind of one of them.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Rachel was an hour and a half ago. He said, like, it's kind of refreshing. We're not talking about the president. Mm-hmm. And he took it back.
Yeah. He's good at the media, I got to tell you what. Look, when he started walking across the street and walked up to that church, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a president of the United States do. Could you really see Obama doing that? Absolutely not. Bill Clinton, George W., no. He is so... He just knows how to work the camera. I got to tell you,
he's a marketer.
You got to give it to him.
He's a marketer.
And it was thrilling. And it's like whenever he had his meeting with Kim Jong-un, that was thrilling. Whether or not he should be shaking hands with the leader of North Korea, I don't know. But you couldn't tear your eyes away. So when there's riots going on, protests going on, and he decides to go stand on the street in front of the church and hold the Bible, you cannot look away.
I know Sue is done with the traffic reports for the night, so I'm going to give you a bonus one here from people on Twitter who are sending pictures of Highway 6440. People are saying that 40 westbound, I don't have an exact spot, but it looks like near the city, are being delayed because protesters are on the highway. Somebody has tweeted me, well, several people have tweeted me. One person says, I have several nurses trying to get to work tonight who are unable to or will be delayed because protesters have shut down 64. It's not fair to sick patients. I have always thought highways should be off limits.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. I get it.
Thank you, Tyler.
Love the show, man. Been listening 10 years. I have a question I'd like to get your take on. Mm-hmm. So I've seen the video, watched it through and through. To me, that is like the definition of tyranny. I can't watch it without weeping, or I have watched it and wept. I can watch it now without weeping, but it's sad. And as a citizen who is very often armed, I don't know what I would honestly do in that situation. I look at that video and I think, there's a tyrant, and this is why we have a Second Amendment. What the heck should I do here? Honestly, I still don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared to think that there could be a situation like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Tyler,
I don't know.
I said kind of the same thing in the first hour, that I believe that African Americans have a harder time than white people overall, broad brush. I think that's true. I'm convinced of that. However, when I watched the video, clearly I knew it was a black man, but I didn't see that. I saw Jesus Christ, there's an American citizen with this smug looking cop with his knee on his neck, and he's cuffed and he's face down. Like, I don't care what I don't care what the guy did. That's not how we do it. And had it happened for 30 seconds or 60 seconds, would have been bad, but it would have been like, holy, I can't believe he did that. But 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 2.5 minutes after the guy's unresponsive, I agree with you. And I'm a Second Amendment person. I'm not a big, like, I need my gun to fight the government guy, because I think I'd lose real quick. But I understand the sentiment. I understand that more than I do a lot of Second Amendment arguments. Because, like I said, that guy, Chauvin, was operating under the color of law. He can legally carry a firearm, and he can legally use it on us or a baton or arrest us or roust us out or do whatever. But we depend on the cops not to do that because they're not monsters. So when you see a monster,
if it was
like
a regular U.S. citizen doing that to another U.S. citizen, I probably wouldn't hesitate. You're clearly trying to murder someone who is could very potentially be my neighbor.
Yeah,
in one sense or another.
Your protection instinct.
It's a cop,
I
want it, like you, Dave, nine times out of ten, my foot is on the scale for the cop. But that's tyranny. Yeah. That is textbook tyranny, man.
Agreed. Thank you, Tyler. Quick break, right back. DGS, phones are open.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. I need a drink. Anybody else? Latasha, thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a new listener. I actually found this station on accident. I got in the rental car. This is what was on the radio.
So I love that. Listening. That's awesome.
Okay. I think the last caller, his sentiments are exactly what these people are trying to tell you guys. What you saw and that feeling that you got inside watching that cop with his knee on that guy's neck, that feeling of tyranny, that's what we feel all the time, all the time. So just imagine that you've exactly the reason why these kids are out here protesting, exactly why you hear the African-American people responding the way we are responding. It's exactly that feeling that you had. You hit the nail right on the head.
Latasha,
it happens all the time. It's not 9.9, they do it right. No, that's 9.9 where you come from. Where I grew up, it's not 9.9, the cops do the right thing.
Let me ask you this, Latasha. I talked about earlier that, in my estimation, at best, there's not a lot we can do today or tomorrow. Is this going to take some time? If you were the head of a committee that was going to actually change this, what steps would actually help?
Well, again, this is not the first time we visited this. We went through this in 92. I'm 40. I'll be 48 next week. I was there in 92. I was right in my early 20s. Now, we went through the same thing with the Mike Brown thing. I'm from the St. Louis area. We went through, we've been through this exact, down this exact path 100 times. And it always ends up the same way. They say we're going to change things. We see, everybody says, oh yeah, we see something needs to be changed. But it does not. As soon as the cameras go away, everyone falls right back into their normal routine. It's things that are, just like you just said, it's not hard for any reasonable person, any person with a logical mind to see that African American people are not the same. We don't live the same life as the white people in our country. It's just a fact. We're not that far removed from slavery. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have a daughter that she'll be 23 this year. Her dad was killed a week after her first birthday. He was running from the cops, St. Louis City cops, and he was shot in the back. It wasn't a white cop. It was a black cop. But that was in 1998. So I pay attention to this. I see it. I feel it. From 22 years, every time there's a police shooting, I pay attention. Everyone does it, but I do because I was personally affected.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't have all the answers either, but I know that you have to recognize that there is a problem before anything gets fixed. And if we got people saying there's no problem, you guys are equal, and y'all need to sit down and shut up, that's not valid.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. We're going to end up here again.
You know what? I never would have said you guys need to sit down and shut up, but I definitely in years past would have said, I think you're overplaying your hand. I think you're overdoing it. And I've just evolved on that, you know, just.
It's cameras. The only difference are the cameras. That is the only difference that they know that is being caught on video. Not only that, but they're aware that there's video. They got cameras on their uniforms, most of them. Mm. They know they operate in a different manner to get around the cameras. The cameras go off. It's a lot deeper. I don't know. I just hope that through this whole thing, it's sad that guy had to lose his life in such a public way. But something's got to change. Something's got to change.
Latasha,
it's getting worse.
I'm glad you called. I hope you stick with us. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hello, Doug. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
After that last caller, it seems a little less, but yeah, and I appreciate them so much, man. But anyway, I was just calling real quick on the Bible thing. I had a chance to catch a glimpse of that video, and I think the bigger question is whether or not he poses with the Bible at all. You know, it's definitely was a staged thing for the cameras, as opposed to, you know, him clutching the Bible or just holding it by his side and, you know, walking by the church and it's caught on camera. You know, it's not a bill that he's signed. Excuse me. You know, you're politicizing, you know, a book that means something to a lot of people. So I think that's the bigger thing to take away from that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Doug.
I get what Doug's saying, but I don't want that to become the next attacking point with Trump. Like, oh, and can you believe he was holding the Bible? He was holding it. He was posing with it. He wanted people to know I'm in front of the church with the Bible. I don't think that the wisest thing to do is to go down that path and start questioning his faith, though. I get why people do it, but it's one of those things where it's like he could be on a level that we're not understanding. I like to kind of leave people alone on that.
I agree with you. Even being an agnostic, I think that people's religious beliefs are sacred, and if he is using his as a photo op, that's on him. But I agree with you.
I don't feel a need to like prove that that's
totally
because
you never can.
Yeah.
And then it makes it very easy for him or other people to go like, you just hate him because he's
absolutely
because he believes in God. Do we have time for one more, Rach?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Steve. Go ahead.
Are you calling Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm 65. I got mulatto nephews and nieces.
I
love them to death.
Anymore.
My best friend my whole life was a black man. By the grace of God, not one person in this world asked to be who they are. We were given a spark of life, and we were supposed to go and live with it. I can never hate a man for the color of his skin. Anybody else that does is a fool.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, guys, quick break. Sean Hannity coming up. Good luck with that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.